Oh, no, Scarlett's first. No, Holly's, Tilly's first. Cool. So these guys are going to share a little bit about Easter Camp and about what Yap means to them. This is, for some of them, the very first time they're sharing in church. So, yeah, I'd love you guys to give them a warm welcome as well once we finish this morning. Yeah, show them the love that I know that you have for them. So it'll be cool. Tilly, you going to kick us off? Cool.
Hi, I'm Tilly, and I go to Yap on Wednesday nights, and it's a good place to hang out with your friends, like, out of school, and learn about following Jesus.
Awesome. Oh, we're coming this way, are we? Cool. All right, Holly's prepared a slide as well. Holly's sometimes more organized than I, which is weird. Hang on. Oh, there we go. That's it. Cool.
Hey, guys. Just wanted to start off with saying a big thanks to these guys. Because if it wasn't for them, I wouldn't have had the time of my life a couple months ago at Easter Camp. So on the 1st of April, I arrived at Easter Camp with an open mind, thinking I could either leave camp on Monday, the same person I was, and the same mindset, or come and find out a bit about myself and how God can be a part of my journey. And I also came to Easter Camp hoping to find out some ways to sort out some things going on at home. But me being me in a non-Christian family, it was quite strange and sometimes a bit overwhelming. But that didn't stop me from wanting to learn. So I went to Big Tops and listened to some awesome speakers and some pretty awesome live performances. And I also went to a workshop about forgiveness. And after that forgiveness workshop, I had something in mind I wanted to do, sort out when I got home. But when I got home, it was like I was on another planet because no one in my household had been at Easter Camp. So when I wanted to sort it out, they didn't know what I was talking about. But when I look back in the workshop, they said that it might not be solved straight away because it can be a process. So I took little steps from that and thought about how no matter what, God is there and more important than anything else. And when I went to the Big Tops, I felt something that I'd never felt before, like he was trying to tell me something. But I didn't know how to open my shell to connect, to find out. So over Easter Camp, there were some ups and downs, but I had an amazing time and an amazing journey that I'm never going to forget.
Cool. Katana and Scarlett, they've asked me to interview them, which could go really poorly, but could go really awesome as well. So, do you guys want to introduce yourselves?
I'm Katana.
I'm Scarlett.
And you guys go to which school?
Pepinui High.
Oh, okay, cool. I hear the youth workers there are really good. So you guys are coming along to Yap, and you guys are year nines at the moment. What brought you along to Yap in the first place?
I need Julie. Yeah.
Katana.
Cool. Awesome. And so my understanding is that if you are still coming to Yap, there's something good in that space going on, right? What is it about Yap that you guys really like and keeps you coming along, even in the cold winter on a Wednesday night?
Like the fun and friendly environment. Yeah.
Yeah, like all of our friends and like, I don't know, just, yeah, the environment.
Cool. So aside from the environment, looking at the opportunity that we have had with the United Girls this year, which Anna and Shantae are co-leading, you guys have gone from like having four or five young people to having how many in your small group?
Like 10. Like quite a lot.
Quite a lot. There are often 15 girls with the U9 girls, and some of them were going to be here as well, but they've had plans fall through at the last minute. And I would just like to say for these guys, they've had a huge hand in doing this. For Mike Dodge, he talked at Easter Camp about this idea of discipleship not just being an inwards-focused thing, but he talked about it being an outwards-focused thing, eh? And not just being an inwards thing where we are really wanting to establish our relationship with all of the guys within our youth group, But for you guys have actually kind of opened your eyes and gone, actually, these are friends that we can invite to YAP. Do you guys want to speak on that briefly?
Well, it's just like a fun place to be, and you can just get away from like just everything, I guess. So just thought it'd be cool to invite people. Yep.
Yeah, and like I had a few friends I knew that would really enjoy coming, so I thought it was good to invite them.
And bear in mind that these guys are year nines, so they're still really, really fresh on their journey as well. So while they're kind of in the fresh stage, it's really exciting to see them being really intentional about bringing friends along into the space. Whether or not they're really keen on the Jesus side of things right now, that is the beginning where there's the belonging element. And for us, that belonging is so crucial, because out of a belonging and out of a sense of family and genuine love for each other, that's where we have this opportunity to continue the journey and continue to speak about what Jesus is like and how it looks like to follow him in day-to-day life. And for these guys, while they might not see it, I've seen for these two in particular a real sense of how Jesus is at work. Did a tower just fall down? Oh, awesome. Should have got that on video. For these guys, I've got a real sense of how they're joining in with what Jesus is doing at school at Papa Nui High at the moment. So it is awesome, genuinely, genuinely awesome to have these guys along. And I love them to pieces. This is just a small group of the Year 9 girls. Holly is Year 11, and she's in Caitlin's small group too. But we're just so stoked. So would you guys give them a round of applause? Cool. We're going to watch the Easter Camp highlights video, and then we will continue on with our God spot this morning.
Anna.
I'm Shantae.
I'm Lucy.
And I'm Sean.
I'm back. Sorry. Cool. Who'd like to start? Sean's got the mic. All right. Go for gold.
Cool. Yeah, it's a massive privilege being able to come on a Wednesday night and just kind of be in an environment with these young people. And it's amazing to get on these opportunities with them, like going to camp and forming these awesome bonds with leaders to youth and youth to youth as well. And, you know, the video is awesome of Easter camp, seeing, you know, sweaty kids in a mosh pit all dancing, but that's not all kind of the crux of Easter camp's about. And the amazing thing for me personally to see is when we came into Easter camp, because normally it's around the start of the year, people normally come as individuals with their own agendas and what they want to get out of it. But then as things progress along, they're like, actually, we have to talk to one another because 3 days is a long time. And through that whole 3 days, what comes out of it is a massive bond that we've come out of. So we're not individuals anymore. But more of just a one collective youth group. So that's just amazing to see, and that's a massive highlight that I've seen, especially at the start of this year, and hopefully we can continue it for the second half of the year as well. So yeah, it's a real privilege. So yeah, it's been good.
I was going to say something similar with the privilege thing, because I just feel, yeah, really special that I get to lead my girls. So I lead kind of 10, 11 and 12 girls, because we have no year 13, so it's kind of a mix of those three, but no, we have lots of fun. And so a highlight especially was at camp when we're in Big Top and there's that whole crazy environment and everybody's excited, and but my girls really found that in the evenings after Big Top, they just stuck around for hours, and they just loved that sort of vibe that was in there, and I got to have really deep conversations with them, and they just really got amongst it, and it was really cool to see them take it seriously, you know, that now that they've grown up a little bit, and now also we've carried on those conversations into our Wednesday nights, and it's really cool to see them growing over this year. Like, they've grown so much so far. So, yeah.
Awesome. Yeah, it's been a super massive privilege to be able to lead these young girls, like all of them, all 15 of them. yeah, a highlight, not just at Easter camp, but at youth group itself. Like, these girls are so bold and, like, not ashamed to bring their friends along. And it's so awesome. Yeah, I aspire to be like you guys.
yeah, just echoing what these guys have said. At the end of last year, I was leading Year 13 girls and they were all moving on. And I was kind of like, oh, do I continue with YAP or do, like, if I'm going to move on, like, this is my time to do so kind of thing. And I just really felt God telling me, like, nah, you're not done with YAP yet. And I also just, like, love YAP, so I was like, nah, I'm not done with it. And it's been, yeah, it's been awesome. Like, Katana I met last year because of lovely Jules and her family coming into the youth centre. And so she came along to Neon and stuff, and we've kind of been, like, working on Neon to kind of feed into YAP a bit more. And so having Katana come along to that and a few of the other girls that then came into YAP this year, it was really exciting. And just to be able to continue that journey with them, yeah, this year at Easter camp and just on a Wednesday night, it's been very cool. Yeah, a real privilege. And yeah, I think especially for like Easter camp, I came in, I've been to my fair share of Easter camps now, and I knew what to expect. And I was like, oh, we're going to get to the big tops and we're going to all have these crazy Holy Spirit experiences. We're just like, we're all just praying and it's going to be crazy. And that didn't really happen. And I was like, oh, interesting. But just kind of, we've always talked about how we don't want Easter camp to be this like mountaintop moment that then youth just come down from, and that can't, you can't maintain that sometimes. It can be really difficult. But what we got instead of these like crazy experiences was actually just this real like family feel. Oh, I'm getting goosebumps. Where it's just like, yeah, I don't know. It was just the conversations and the love that was amongst our youth group was just really awesome. Yeah, like and forming relationships between different year groups, between like the different genders and everything. Like it was just, it was, yeah, it was a real family feel that we've been able to maintain throughout the rest of this year. And I'm sure we'll continue to do so. And so it was just, yeah, it wasn't seeing the Holy Spirit and Jesus move in these crazy ways that we, like, we know he can do, but just in these really small, quiet ways that it was just, yeah, it was really powerful and really, yeah, it was just awesome. So, yeah.
Before these guys sit down, I just want to pay a big credit to them and to Jack as well, who's with his lifelong goal of still being a kid. It's... I can't do my stuff without them, and I need to extend that to David and Priscilla, who joined us at camp, and to Rachel, who is our volunteer as well. These guys helped make the setting, helped lay the foundation of prayer. They helped do this, and we couldn't do it without them. We couldn't do Wednesday nights without them. So I love you guys heaps. You guys mean a heck of a lot to me, and it's so cool seeing you guys join in with what God is doing around our young people as well. So thank you guys all so much for the part you're playing in that too. Can we give them a massive round of applause? Do what you've planned to do, which is awesome. So I'm going to hit pause on that. And I would just like to... As we lead into communion, I would just like to touch on the idea of expectation and joy. And I'm not going to follow what I've written down because, yeah, I don't know. I'm getting a sense that God doesn't want me to do that for some reason, which is cool. I don't know where you guys were at this morning. I don't know to what regard you came to church and what headspace and what state of mind from your week. Some of you will have had awesome weeks. Some of you will probably be battling with winter, with the shorter days, with the colder temperatures. My hope this morning in bringing YAP to you guys is not for me or for the leaders or for the young people to be on show. My hope is that you guys can get a real genuine sense of where God is at work in the lives of these young people, and not just in the back hall on a Wednesday night, but in Papanui High School, in the streets that they walk in the transition from Casebrook or Breen's or Emmanuel Christian School into high school, in the lives of these guys and how they are being bold and willing to step out of their comfort zones and share in this space this morning. For me, I love being planned. I love being organised. And I, even this morning, I'm rocking up and I've got expectations about how I want this to go. I've got expectations that young people that have said they'll speak and share, that they will do that. And in my own strength, I'm wanting to lean on that, you know? But that's sometimes not what God has in store. And he's a God that is going to continue to make his way regardless of how the media at the back goes, regardless of whether our young people show up to speak to what God is doing in their lives. And for me, I've felt so comforted and so full of that joy of the Lord this morning, seeing that despite my expectations, God is still going to make his way. Absolutely. So as we come to this time of communion this morning, may we pause on that. May we not look upon our own expectations with guilt or with shame, but look upon them as an opportunity to lay them at the Lord's feet and go, actually, yeah, these are my human world expectations, but God, what do you have in store for this morning? Where are you wanting to lead me? What are you wanting to show me through what you're doing in this space this morning? So I'd love us to pause. We're going to get our young people to hand out communion. Bear with, it's probably their first time doing that. So, if we could just share in the Lord's Supper together and then we'll wrap up straight after.